As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Shan Sheridan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
How's the world according to Shan these days?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to know that. I don't even think wants a world according to Shan, that's for sure. But
why not?
Hey, but I think a world according to God is, you know, we've been talking about uncertain times, but I really, if you really read the Bible, these are probably the most certain times of all. I mean, when you think about what God talks about, the days of the earth and how they're numbered. And so anyway, we may be living in the most certain times that we've ever lived in.
That's almost scary when you think about it that way.
No, it's not scary at all if you know where you're going. Yeah. So that's the great news. The great news right there. So anyway, good to be with you this morning.
All right. Are we reopening properly, and should we reopen a little further?
Well, I think the what is proper, who is making the rules, I think that is the biggest thing that you got to be thinking about. And we say this quite often to people, and especially talking to businesses, use common sense, be wise. You know, you've got a brain that God has given you and created you for or with, and so use it. And so it's not a scenario of that. Is there guidelines? Yes, there's guidelines, and personal hygiene, the distancing, all of those things, those are important to continue the flattening of the curve as it's been coined. And I say that, you know, that's working. I think that at the end of the day, we need to see businesses as they open, do it with due diligence and do it with common sense and do it without infringing on liberties. And that's all a balance right now. So it's a tough scenario for many, but you know what? We're resilient people. Our businesses are doing a great job. I've been in several of them that I was just very pleased to see that, you know, they have done everything that they've been asked to do. There's no drama. They're not jumping up and down. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. And at the end of the day, it's what I tell leaders, both state and local. You know, these folks are just trying to make a living. They're just trying to do their best. And that's why I appreciate our leadership so much, that's what they have allowed to happen. And they understand that and they get that. And they have not been overbearing, overzealous. And I think that is what's really been the conflict and the struggle in our country, is so many overzealous and really stepping over the boundaries when it comes to authority.
Have the businesses that you went into, have they remodeled some? And if so, to what extent? Would you say that's a lot of remodeling or just some?
Well, I would say it depends on what business. I mean, there's been some extensive, you know, plexiglass put up in certain areas. You know, almost all of our convenience stores have now put plexiglass up. When you go into many of your retail stores, you're limited. You know, they're going to kind of keep an eye on the traffic count to see, you know, who's coming in. You know, there's limitations on the age that can go in. So those are all things that I think, again, the businesses are trying to comply with what the state and the federal government is trying to share with, you know, our state and with our country. This is what you should be doing, and I think they're trying to comply with that. But to answer your question, yes, it's been all over the board, Ken. You've got some that have literally built walls of plexiglass, and then you have some that have just changed their protocol. In other words, they wear mask if they're servicing you, or they are making sure that there's only one person in the area while they're doing a checkout or something like that. So it's changed. The protocol has changed. And so regardless of how little or how large of a difference, it has been a difference, and there is energy involved, and certainly that's draining.
Do you sense the businesses that were closed are now getting some momentum back because that they're now open and they can get a little chance to maybe make up a few things?
I'm going to tell you it's very difficult, because the what we hear and the pulse that we are getting is that it's the heart is beating, but it's not near as the not near the pulse that we had, 8 weeks, 3 months ago. So folks are still extremely cautious about getting out, and that's difficult for retailers and businesses, because I would say that if you look across the board, and we have talked to multiple businesses, 20%, 25%, as much as 50 to 60% down to where they were 3 months ago. So that's concerning, but we're early on in all of this opening. So I think as we start to open up fully, my prayer is that people will get back out, get engaged. Look, we've got something coming up hopefully in the next few days that we'll be able to announce that's going to help. But I think if people could just, you know, whether they wear a mask or not wear a mask, whatever they feel comfortable with, get out and start spending money locally. Spend money locally.
That's the key, isn't it, Chan? Put that money back here in the local area.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really is. I mean, I think and I know there's certain things you can't get here, and I understand that and completely support that. But even if that is, do that regionally. You know, mm-hmm. don't go on Amazon. Don't go. I mean, just do something. If you can't get something locally, then at least get it regionally. And so it keeps that money circulating within our region, at least within our state. But certainly, if you can buy locally, Ken and Kevin, I think you're right. We need to be focused on that as much as we can. Look, every little dollar, every sale, just think of it this way. It's like a pat on the back. It's like an encouraging word. When you go in on a local level and just shop, even if you spend $5, $4, it's just it's a pat on the back. It's a word of encouragement to that local vendor.
You know, yesterday I got out a little after 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and it was so nice to drive down 39 and see some cars actually having breakfast at Hoops, you know?
Yeah.
It's the little things that really, I thought, man, that's nice.
Yeah, it is great. As some of the restaurants are opening up, you know, they're letting people come back in. It is great, and I think, and that's what I try to tell people. Look, you're going to be walking into probably most the cleanest environment, cleanest atmosphere that you've ever walked into, because people have gone to great lengths to keep things clean and to make things clean and to try to make sure that they're inviting. And so I think that, you know, the danger is very limited, and you can go out and enjoy, especially when you have 75 and 80 degree weather that's coming up, and get out and go shop. You know, get out and get something that's local and help support local business, and get out of the house, get some vitamin D in you, breathe some fresh air, and don't live in fear.
Yes. Hey, Shan, Russ Casper wanted me to tell you a happy 462.
Oh, awesome. And awesome.
He wanted to see. Awesome. And I know you probably can't comment on that, but he wanted to see if you what your response to that was.
Well, I tell you, it's power, man. It's all about power and love and compassion. It's an amazing number. It is an amazing number. So,
well,
thank you.
We'll leave it at that then, okay? We'll consider that our tease.
Thank you, brother.
Shan, anything else we need to know, man, before we let you go?
Hey, we're excited about the summer, and hey, it looks like we're going to have a fair.
Yeah,
that's a blessing.
Yes,
I mean, I can't tell you how many. We were just online with kids from our Clinton County Youth Program last night, and I know a lot of these kids are involved in 4-H, and they're all just pumped up. So it's something to look forward to. So we're excited.
All right, Shan Sheridan with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Have a good day, sir.